Oy. Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol neyeh bedvaro. We're holding in Siman Kufyin Aleph the halachos of bedikas ubitul chometz. We mentioned last night that based on the tshuva of Rav Chaim Moshe Gudzinski v'Achiezer, based on what's brought in the name of Chaim Brisk and a number of Sforim, based on the minog of the Baal Igros Moshe Moshe Feinstein Tzatzal, as well as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and we mentioned Rav Aaron Kodler as well, bought by the Shormitz and Malocha, a most Gedolei Ashkenazi poskim say that even the Chachila, you can use a flashlight as long as it's an incandescent bulb flashlight, and you can use that for the Bedika. We mentioned that since a number of Sforim writes that they're Ta'amim, Alpi Sod, Alpi Kabbalah, why one should be Dafka use a nershal shavo. Clearly, then the mitzvah minamuchar would be to use a candle and to have the candle accompanied by a flashlight. And the reason being, explained Rosh Hashanah Kamenetsky and Kovetz Alochas, who also echoed the psak of Rabbi Aaron Kohler, Rabbi Moshe, and Rabbi Yaakov the Gedolei Yisrael in the Friya de Kedar, so asks Rosh Hashanah Kamenetsky, why should it have changed? Because nowadays we're not the Rogil and Neros, and therefore the same chshash of an avuka taking a large flame into the churim and tzadokim, into the cracks and crevices, you're going to be worried it's going to be dripping on the carpet, dripping on the floor, it's not going to go well, and you're worried it's going to, you're going to catch on fire, chalila v'chas. And therefore it's best to have a small candle, at least to start out the bediga with a small candle, but the primary device used throughout the bediga's chametz should then be a flashlight. I did see today though that in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with the Piskei Halachos or Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal, and then he held based on a Ben Ishchai that one should not go ahead and make the bracha on the flashlight, even if it's a flashlight with an incandescent bulb. And even though, yes, many Gedolei Poskim say it is choshev kener, since not everyone agrees that it's choshev kener, he just suggests that when it comes to making the bracha, have the candle and have the candle ready and make the bracha. Start out the bedikah with the candle. Then if you want to go to a flashlight, so again, in the end of the day, clearly the best thing to do is start out the bedikah with the spoon, with the feather, with the bag. Start it out with a regular candle, make the bracha, start the ma'ase bedika with the candle, and then do the bulk of the actual bedika chametz. Do that with a flashlight, with an incandescent bulb. But one should still go ahead and do his utmost to clean up the room, so you don't save the entire thorough bedika until the night before, which in this case is Sunday night. And therefore continues the kitzur and simkut kufyan aleph and siv gimel. You have to do bedika in all the rooms where there remains any chshash, any suspicion whatsoever. Maybe you brought chametz there. Even if it's a cellar, a wine cellar, it's an attic, stores, and even stores owned with a guy, a shutfus, even though it says, and sometimes we have drushes based on that over here. The poskim will agree. Even if you have a partnership, a shutfus, which gets into the whole big issue by stocks, there are some poskim who are machmir, that you have to sell your stocks that deal with chometz. Not everyone agrees, obviously. There are certain shittas which are machmir. If you hold that owning stock is kilo like a shutfus, then you have a shutfus in this store. So yish loden. Hakopon in any place where there's a chash, even if it's a storage house, a place in your backyard, you store the lumber. Koshe yish locha shemachnisim shem chometz. You have to check all the utensils, make sure all the utensils are clean. Obviously, go throughout the day, and not only to wait until Sunday, obviously to try one's best to go the day before. Certainly when it comes to cleaning your car, if you wait until the last minute, you're going to be online at the car wash in Rockaway Turnpike for 3, 4, 5 hours. And therefore, it's best go ahead and bring the cars in this week. Actually, you know what? Let me bring mine in tomorrow. And then everybody please start Thursday. In fact, I think it might be closed tomorrow. So Thursday, start with the car wash. Get it done early. Otherwise, you're going to lose so much valuable time at the car wash getting it clean. But the car's got to be clean as well. Especially the chash, shemi yimsa gluska yafi, you drop kennies on the floor. You never know what might be there. In fact, there was an article that came out 2 weeks ago re-examining the 3-second, 5-second rule when you drop something on the floor. There are new studies, can you believe it? Like scientists have nothing better to do with their time. And now the latest research studies on maybe we have to re-examine how many seconds when you drop a cookie on the floor, how many seconds before you can then eat it? How much dust did it pick up? What's it really picking up from the floor? But you never know, people reach down by the car seat, especially when they adjust the car seat and you find the candy, and you might throw that candy into your mouth. You got to check the cars very, very well. And the cars, the addicts, the sellers, everything. And don't wait until the last minute. You clean it out as best as you can from all the chametz. The man yehinok yolomachakach, the board comes to that. You don't have that much to do. And we mentioned Michelle Kamenetsky and others we mentioned in the past years. Many of them, they did not spend 3, 4, or 5 hours doing a bedika because they already cleaned the room very thoroughly and they just leave the cracks and crevices so they can do a bedika. Man, you have to leave something. Otherwise, it's a shaila by the brocha. You're leaving something. You're leaving the cracks and the crevices and the corners. It should not take you all night, the night of bedika chametz. So that's the question. A person should definitely look besides just going for the pieces. It is a chash, according to some poskim, even though the minhag is like that rizal to put out the 10 pieces of bread, a person should make sure to go ahead and look, not just for the 10 pieces, certainly not to know where those 10 pieces are beforehand, but to go ahead and search in cracks and crevices while you're looking for those 10 pieces that'll make the bracha chal on something, miman of shach. And it's good to number the pieces. And it's good not only to number the pieces, but make sure your wife writes down where she puts the pieces. Because I can't tell you how many cases you have. They found the bread number 7 3 days into Pesach. Always good to label it. Always wrap it in tissue, wrap it in paper towels, tape it, put it in a Ziploc, and make sure that in case you forget it, it's not going to go ahead and produce crumbs, but make sure it's numbered and write down exactly where they are. Sif Dalad, Reva Shaboka, Shnosan Shoma Tvua, Lav Amos Locho, if you have a pen where you have the cattle, you have the livestock, there you have to go ahead and check also. If you have the chicken coop there where you have grain out for the chickens, here we have a svek sveka. Maybe they, those areas did not become chometz at all, didn't come into contact with any water. Maybe the chickens, the cattle, they got it all, nothing was left over. But if you know you put chometz there, then avada where there's only one sofek now, ain't kanel a sofek echot shemachlo akol. And you have to make sure to do a bedika. And now we mentioned in the past, big machlokas we shown him in Pesachim, the Beis Man Aleph, Rashi, Shalom, Ayavro, Bayiro, Bayamatze, Toysa, Shem, Yinza, Gluska, Yo, for different reasons. Why? Even though Bito, Bidoraisa, Bito, Bayamasagi, if Midoraisa, Bito, Bayamasagi, why do you have to do a bedika? So we mentioned in the past also the Mahalik of the Ran. The Ran writes at the beginning of Pesachim that we're worried. A lot of people go to Costco, go to the different supermarkets and they buy things on sale and they get chametz on sale, especially when a lot of the supermarkets want to transfer over to many kosher LePesach products. You get a lot of things on sale. So if you go to Costco and they have a big sale going on Wheaties or something like that, and you're going to stock up, Zok the Ran, you know why you have to do Bedikas Chametz? Because Bittel is, you're Mavata Belev, I want all my Chametz to be Kafradara. But after you just stocked up on 50 boxes of cereal for half price, Frank the Ran, you're telling me you really mean to go ahead and be Mavata? You don't mean Mavata, you want that Chametz around. You don't really mean Vibito, you don't really mean Kafradara. And that's why you have to do Bedikas, make sure everything is locked up, make sure everything is clean. You might have some valuable Chametz that you really weren't Mafkir Belev Sholei. Frekta Kivegar and Chudushir Kivegar, the beginning of Sochim. I don't understand the Ran. We have a whole Arichas to Kasug in Kedushin that Varm Shablev ain't on Varm, anything in your heart. We're not Mafshav that. Lamaisa, did you say the Nusach? And in Bittul, you can't just think it. Bittul is you have to say the words. So Lamaisa, you got up and you said the words that I want all my Chomets to be Hefgar and Boto Ka'afradara. Frekta Kivegar on the Ran. If you said it, Varm Shablev ain't on Varm. So I understand the Ran. The Ran's saying, well, Choshish, maybe you didn't do a bit of Belev Shalei. Metzoko Sof, you said it. So what's pshat in the Ran? Zokter Kiveger. It's Pasha. When do we say Dvar Meshablev Ein on Dvarim? That's when the ikur is, did you say something? And there might be a contradictory message in your heart. We're not choshish for it because Dvar Meshablev Ein on Dvarim. But when the whole idea is, we need to know, what is your Gilei Das? Do you want something? Do you not want something? When the whole Ikar Yesod HaInyan is all about, it's all Mavusas and Miyusanan, what do you really want to do? Do you want Chametz? Do you not want Chametz? It happens to be that Chazal said, Masakein Anusach. You don't have to say it in Aramaic, you can say it in Hebrew, you can say it in English, B'chol Lashon Shemeivin. But the Ikar Nakuda is just to be Megali your Das, because your Das HaPnimi is, do you want Chametz? Do you not want Chametz? Zekhtir Kevegar Avanda Dvorm Shalev Havei Dvorim, when the whole thing we need to know is what is going on inside your life. Similar ideas up to Chaim Ozer. In Tshuvas Chaim Achiezer by Rechaim Ozer Gudzinski, the Gaon Hador, the Gadol from Vilna, who even the Chavetz Chaim, even though the Chavetz Chaim was older than Rav Chaim Ozer, Chavetz Chaim would go to him for certain shilas, and he held that he was the Gadol Hador. It's the famous myself that Yidden were carrying the Chavetz Chaim off a train, and they started screaming, Gadol Hador, Gadol Hador, and he silenced them, and he says, Rav Chaim Ozer is the Gadol Hador. So they started screaming, Tzadik Hador, Tzadik Hador, and he couldn't stop them. But he held Rav Chaim Ozer the Gadol Hador, Tshuvas Achiezer, and Rav Chaim Ozer Kayadua, said himself, Yomav, he could have written many more sfar, many more volumes of Tshuvas Achiezer, and he says, but he felt it was more important to take care of the Yesomim and Almonas and get them married off, and to take care of Klal Yisrael, and be Tulo Shotayra, Zoe Kiyuma, Zoe Yesoda, Menachas Aritzesim and Aleph. Chaim Ozer was made a lot, so he could have written tons more Sfarim. The Gadol Hador was able to write a tshuva with his right hand, a tshuva with the left hand, and carry on a conversation at the same time. That was an emes that Gadol Simcha Wasserman said that his godless wasn't just that he could write the two different tshuvas and have a conversation. He says, when he was doing all that, when Simcha Wasserman, as a young teenager, the son of Rav Chanan, when he would walk into the room and he had a new cap on, Rav Chaim Ozer stopped what he was doing, stopped his conversations, stopped writing the tshuvas, and said, Simcha, I like your new hat. And that's a Gadol Hador, always noticing everything that's going on. He says he can rent so many more swamps in tshuvas achiyas and chayle gimel. He has a couple of tshuvas about in Yoni Geira, Simon Chavav through Chavtes. So in Chayla Gimel Simon Chavav, Frekta Chaim Ozer, we have a whole sugya in Yavamos where Amashol says that when somebody comes to be Megayer, we have to make sure that they're not converting the Shem Ishus and not converting ulterior motives for the wrong reasons. So we have to know, are you really converting the Shem Shemaim? You're just converting to get married to a Jew. Frekta Chaim Ozer, I don't understand. Varmashav Levein and Varm. Did they walk into Beis Din? Yes. Did they come and declare in front of Beis Din of three people that I want to become a Yid and I'm ready to accept Yadus? I had my Mila, my Tvila, Kabbalah, Mitzvahs. Who cares what's going on in their heart? Why do I have to start being Ma'ayim and have to put him through a whole exhaustive process? Do you really mean to be Jewish? Do you do it for our reasons? Tvar Moshev Alev, Lahavid Varim. Zokta Achiezer, the same is so as your Kivagar. Amada, that's a claw when I need to talk about a Maisa Pa'ula that's done, about a Dibor, and that's the Iker focus. But the whole idea is I need to know what's going on in your heart. What is Gerus? Do you want to be a Jew? Do you not want to be a Jew? The same way that Riva writes in Ksuvis Daf Yad Aleph Amad Aleph, we have the Mishnah Gioras Shenes Gaira. And we have the claw five times in Chassi of Amos Chavesim and Al of Gershon and Sgaya Kikonch and Oladami, Frank the Riff of the Shita Gebetzes brings it as well. What do you mean Gershon and Sgaya? It's not a Ger yet. It's a Nochrish and Sgaya. It's not a Ger yet. It's a Nochrish and Sgaya. And all of a Shas, Gershon and Sgaya. Gioras Shen and Sgaya, Pachusiv asking, what's going on over here? She's a Nochrish, not a Ger. Teretz is Dr. Riff of the Shita Gebetzes, somebody who wants in their lave to be nichnas tachas kanfei yeshchina. We're not going to give them a losh and a ganai. We're going to stamp them with the lofty title of a ger gioras even before they actually converted. Because your whole rotzen is you want to be nichnas tachas kanfei yeshchina, and that taitches up the mensch. You want to come now and be a yid. We're not going to call you a nochri anymore. Second, you were magala the rotzen. We're going to call you a ger. Similar ideas like to Chaim Ozer. The whole idea of gerus is: do you want to convert? Do you not want to convert? Amanda, the whole yisod is: what do you want in your heart? In that case, dvarim shablev have a dvarim and avadas. We have to do our proper inspection, derishas and chakiras. Are you converting Lashem Shemayim or not? That's the Chaim Ozer by Yoni Geris Chel Gimel Simon Chavav. That's Rav Kiveger Hemsach and Abayzim and Aleph. And very quickly, Tzrich and Livda B'chom Makomas B'chom Ritzarku Kama Shesher in the cracks and the crevices as best as you can do. V'gama Kishim Shebegodim Shalo in your pockets. And gotta check the pockets. Similar ideas of Rav Yosef Engel, Yoni Ashas and Shabbos Yibayzim and Aleph the same way. And we say it at the end of a Memalikid that every Erev Shabbos you have to go in and check that you're not carrying anything. Shema Yishkach V'yitze. You're going to forget you got some candies, some coins in your pocket. Therefore, so too over here, to Yosef Engel, same did. Make sure you got to check the pockets in your clothing, Michel Tinokos, and especially of the kids, Lefam Nosem El Chametz, Shechamadika, because sometimes you find Chametz, they need to be checked. If you're not going to head to the Machmash HaSavira, then you'll shake them out very well the next day. We mentioned that the Chosinish was Machmer, he would have a Gabbai check every page of his forehead. We're not Machmer unless it's a safer that you know that you ate over. But if it's not a safer that you ate over, you don't have to check all the pages. But Chosinish was Machmer, if you can use a safer over Pesach, you got to check each individual page. So we mentioned it with this, we'll close the famous Maisa, that two Maisas, very, very quick, that the Chozen Ish after he prepared his gemoras and the swim that he was going to use over Pesach, he told his gabbai he needs a maseches vachim. He remembered over Chol HaMoed that he needs a maseches vachim. So the gabbai says, okay, I'll get your gemara. He says, no, because lefi shita so, you can't stop taking any gemara. How do I know that somebody in shul wasn't eating a shtickel mezainis over the gemara? He says, the only gemara that I'm going to use is a brand new gemara. How are you going to find a yid with a brand new gemara? What yid has a shas and he hasn't taken out every vayim? It's a lesson. When you get a shas, in case somebody ever comes to your house, make sure to at least open up the volumes and go through the pages. They don't want to hear the crack of the boining when you take out, okay, maybe if it's, I don't know, a krisis, v'chule, but make sure all the yeshiva shemasechtas are used. I got to find someone who has a gemara that wasn't used. He says, get me a chosin who got married right before Pesach. And he just got his chosin shas. And the guy found a chosin, and the chosin ish took the gemara, and the chol HaMoed, he was writing his chidush Torah in the gilyan on the side of the gemara. So the guy stopped him. He says, Rebbe, he didn't stop him out writing. The chosin ish held that for divrei Torah. Like many haitik poskim, you're allowed to go and write divrei Torah, even karagil, without any shinoi, any kalachayat. If you're writing divrei Torah, you're allowed to write. But he says, chosin ish, it's not your gemara. You're writing in the chosin's gemara. He says, I know that. He says, I think the chosin's going to be happy when he gets his gemara back after Pesach. And it has the Chidush Torah of the Chazon Ish in his game. With all his anivus, the Chazon Ish knew he was the Chazon Ish. I wish I had that Gemara. Imagine how much that Gemara is selling for now. Even though if a guy starts selling that on eBay, he's going to be in big trouble. That's a chayram right there. Alamaisa, the Chazon Ish. So finally, the last Amaisa, the Dovei Meisharim, the Gabbai, the Dovei Meisharim, the Chabin Rav, he came running excited. He went to visit the Chazon Ish of a Cholamai Pesach, and he comes back to Chabin Rav. He says, Chabin Rav, he says, the Chazon Ish is learning a Sfarim. I saw him learning the Shas of Chivas Dovei Meisharim of a Pesach. Can you believe it? The Gilad Ador, he's learning your Sfarim, isn't that Gavaldik? Chabin Rav says, I'm not impressed. Everybody knows the Chazon Ish Shita is, he only uses those Sfarim on Pesach that he never touches the whole year. He says, he never looks at my sefer. He needs a sefer to pick up Chol HaMoed. He takes that sefer. Halavai, we had that schos. So good to not to see you back from Arel here in the Beis Rosh, 15 to 9 in Mitz Hashem. White Shul dinner tomorrow night. Please be there. Mitz Hashem will auction off a Gemara with the Chosin Ish's Gileon. Mitz Hashem, a lot of money to build a new Beis Rosh. So good to know.